This is music from a YouTube video from the carmaker Land Rover. It demonstrates a car hood that becomes transparent so you can see obstacles in the road, which means you may not have to wait too long to experience a little Harry Potter magic of your own. Barry Gordimer, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.
You're listening to the closing or the mid-morning market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning. It's a Monday, the start of the week. That's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. Corn futures are up 2 cents for the day in the July contract. They're at $4.29 and a quarter. December up 2 and a quarter at $4.47 and a quarter. July beans at 10.44 and three quarters are pinning a quarter higher, and November beans at 10.21 and a half are down 3 quarters. Next year's July down 2 and a quarter in the bean pit at $10.10 and three quarters of a cent. Bean meal futures up 40 cents. Bean oil up 6 cents for the day. The soft red winter wheat in the July at 5.80 and a quarter, down a penny and a quarter. The September at 5.72, down 4. Hard red July at 5.52 and three quarters, 4 and three quarters lower, and September at 5.65 and a half. That's down 6 and three quarters. The energies are now trading. Crude oil, 30 cents lower at $52.44 a barrel. Ethanol is down just a tenth of a cent at $1.64 and 8 cents. And the wholesale price of gasoline is down 3 and 7 tenths at $1.97 and 8 cents. Diesel fuel, a penny and 4 tenths lower at $1.72 and a half. The livestock numbers in the live cattle, $146.90. In the August, 57 and a half cents lower. October down 42 and a half at $150 even. Feeder cattle are at $212, up 75 cents in the August. September 30 higher at $209.92 and a half. And lean hogs for the day, July contract up 15 cents at $79.12 and a half. On the phone line this morning to take a look at these numbers, talk a little bit about the WASDE figures that were released on Friday from USDA and what expectations might look like for the rest of the day, is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Have you got rainfall there in Normal, Illinois this morning?
Well, we've been lucky. It's kind of staying to the northeast of us. There's a couple more cells floating down here. Hopefully we will not receive any more. We've seen a lot of Surf Pro trucks going up down the road, a lot of plumbers going up down the road here in town. It seems like just about every block in town has some type of water damage, a pump's going out or just too much water to handle.
It has been a lot of rainfall. There's a big storm that is moving from the northeast or northwest to the southwest, southeast at this point, a leading storm that has, I think, some pretty strong winds, a lot of rainfall, and maybe some hail. And it's crossing some areas at this time that have been really, really wet. Looks like it's moved through Gilman and headed on into Indiana. And I think that producers in those areas probably are really worried about their crops. Have you talked to many of them?
Oh, yeah. We've received quite a few calls and conversations with producers in areas where they've just been hammered. Not to skip anybody's received damage, but probably the most popular areas talked about, because it's one of the major interstates, people going up 57, from Paxton on up to Kankakee, up and through there. There's some real good visual damage through there, but there's areas just as bad as that, too, where they just not be able to have any relief from the moisture, whatsoever. So, you take Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, there's some areas that's really added up as far as damage go. And, earlier we talked about Missouri. And even before that, we talked about the southern part of the United States. So when you look at and visit with producers clear across the Midwest, it warrants some weather premium being added to the marketplace here over the near term.
USDA on Friday released the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates for old crop corn. It dropped to 97 million bushels on the ending stocks, down $172 million on new crop ending stocks. They're just now for next year at $1.599 billion. That's a fairly small number, at least by comparison to the $2 billion that they've looked at in the past couple of years to begin with for each of those crop years.
Well, it's old news. I think the trade's more in line to be looking at what's in the future here. You know, the shrinking old crop coming into the new crops, you know, a key thing to watch in through here. We need to make sure we ship out what was sold of this old crop, and that seems to be happening. But on the new crop, obviously harvest acres is going to go down. Yield's going to be lower. How low? We'll debate that clear into January. Producer doesn't know what type of yield to put on it, let alone any crop scout does not know what type of yield to put on it right now. So it's going to give a lot of volatility. But last week's report, I believe the new crop carryout in corn is going to be closer to a billion bushel when it's all said and done. And bean carryout is going to be just under 200 million bushel if this deterioration stays hold that we're seeing here across the Midwest.
You're talking about a large drop in both of those, so half a billion bushels in corn, and in soybeans you'd be dropping half of what they've got current carryouts set at. We'll know more about those, I suppose, in August once we get to the crop production numbers. But you're really concerned about the crop, I take it, from Missouri to Ohio in that case.
Yeah, we are. I mean, last winter, you know, looking at the southern hemisphere and the potential here in the U.S., projected, lower prices and ample supplies around. But we're in a situation now where, the production's not going to be up to expectations. So, we'll see how things unfold. It's kind of hard to say this is what the final yield's going to be. We still got a lot of time in the growing season yet. You know, we can have a Labor Day freeze and really shrink it more yet, Todd.
You obviously have some upside potentials in this case. How much upside, given the numbers you just gave me, do you think there is in the corn new crop and in soybeans new crop?
Well, over time, in wet weather markets, it seems to kind of stair step up, whereas, wet weather, has a tendency to come and go, and it's a little bit more, even though it has surges, a little bit more zigging and zagging. Whereas a hot, dry forecast, hot, dry weather, which we're going to get here in another 2 weeks, it's virtually, straight up. But these corn, if we get above this when we get above 450, we're going to go on up to probably about 475, 480, and possibly $5 later on down the road here in August or September. That the conditions continue to erode away. November beans, 10.75, then 11.50. So there's several upside targets to look for here. If you're one wanting to take advantage of these up moves, from a selling point of view, I believe you got to have your orders or targets up there setting, because as volatile as this trade is, you could be up and down in a heartbeat.
So you look forward. I heard you mention something about the weather forecast a little further out. Weather forecasters have been looking for the last several days for a change in this pattern. They said that after this rainfall comes through, the weather will remain hotter and get drier. That, I suppose, is a concern as well then.
Well, one extreme to the other. Hopefully we won't, go up in the upper 90s and stay there without any moisture. For a while, but everybody's been wishing for the rain to stop, wishing for it to warm up, and everybody's going to get their wish here for a while. But that's kind of the last thing we need, is go from one extreme to the other like that. We'll see what happens here. The time window's right for a weather change, and that's what we're going to trade. We have been trading. It's what we're going to continue to trade, is the weather forecast. Until we get this first survey in August and kind of see where we are, with the numbers.
Kurt, we'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities. He's out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's take a quick look at the numbers in Chicago at this hour. Corn futures are up 3 to 4 cents. Bean futures just about unchanged to a penny higher. Wheat futures are down one in the soft red, a nickel in the hard red. Live cattle futures for the day are about 47.5 cents lower. Feeder cattle are up around $1.40, and lean hogs are anywhere between 12.5 higher and 2.5 cents lower. The outside markets show us crude oil down 31 cents a barrel. Ethanol is unchanged. Gasoline on the wholesale price is $1.97.4. That's up, or rather down 4.1 cents. And diesel fuels, a penny and 0.2 cents lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average is 199 points higher at 17,868. The U.S. dollar at 96.86 is up 0.688. And the gold futures for the day are at $1,153, down $5 even. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We'll be back during the closing market report this afternoon with an update of the marketplace and a look forward to the crop progress numbers, which are due out at 3 o'clock Central Time. A complete report tomorrow during the CMR on those numbers.